From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands rally in London and other cities calling for more liberal policies toward migrants in Europe. Rallies engulf the continent over the crisis, where more than 500,000 migrants and refugees have been reported to be seeking asylum. Tens of thousands of people filled central London to protest the British government's position on the escalating refugee crisis. Human rights activists, politicians, and performers marched to Parliament Square in solidarity with the refugees who were trying to escape armed conflicts, especially in the Middle East. Milica Pesic is the director of the Media Diversity Institute.
And I just think it's a shame, horrible shame, that this government, which is one of the richest governments and countries in the world, is not understanding really what's happening to the people.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark, Saturday in favor of taking in refugees. In Stockholm, Sweden, around 1,000 people gathered in a show of support. But about 5,000 people joined a protest against migrants, in Warsaw, Poland, as the government has opposed fixed refugee quotas that are proposed by the EU. Saudi Arabian officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead, despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca Friday. The huge crane crashed through the ceiling of the building as worshippers gathered for prayers just days ahead of the annual pilgrimage to one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Authority has said that high winds during a storm caused the disaster. This is VOA News. A top U.S. diplomat says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland said Saturday that the peace process is 6 months behind schedule and needs to make up for lost time.
What's happened now was supposed to happen in the first couple of days of Minsk. We now need to see those weapons pulled back verifiably, and we need to move on to a real election in the Donbass under Ukrainian law and with full OSCE verification.
The United States and the European Union have accused Moscow of stoking a 17-month-old pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine and have imposed a series of economic sanctions aimed at deterring Russian military and logistical involvement. Two Russian military cargo planes carrying 80 tons of humanitarian aid arrived in Syria Saturday to set up a tent camp for more than 1,000 people. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said Saturday the humanitarian aid included all the materials needed for setting up the camp. President Barack Obama has expressed concern about Russia's increased military activity in Syria. U.S. General Philip Breedlove is NATO's Supreme Allied Commander for Europe.
It remains to be seen what this will be in the end. We do watch it with concern, and what we are most concerned about is any operations that would continue to support the Assad regime.
Moscow says it has been sending military equipment to help the Syrian government fight the Islamic State and has also sent experts to train the Syrian army in how to use it. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly address to announce his new college scorecard aimed at offering insights into the costs and benefits of getting a college degree. The program allows prospective students to find out how much each school's graduates earn and how much debt they will carry. The president said it will help students know which schools do the best job of preparing them for their careers.
The goal is to help everybody who's willing to work for a higher education search for and select a college that fits their goals. Together, we can make sure that every student has the chance to get a great education and achieve their full potential.
The new system will also present the average earnings of graduates at individual schools using Internal Revenue Service data. Critics have called the system a data dump that leaves students with more questions than answers. And at the U.S. Open tennis tournament, Flavia Panetta of Italy beat Roberto Vinci in the women's final and then retired from professional tennis. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.